We're in Perek Yadalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin. And it says that the fear of God is the source of life. To turn away from the traps of death. That is the Pasuk. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah says that fear of God is a midah. It's a trait. Okay? Question is, what is the trait? I mean, when you talk about a trait, we're talking about something within the human being. Okay. What is the trait, the fear of God? Fear of God has two parts. First, there is the word God, and then there is the word fear. Okay? The word God represents that there's something outside of you. What happens when a person starts out in life, he looks at life only from his perspective. And since he sees life from his perspective, that's why he only sees particulars, and he's only drawn by his emotions towards these particulars. Okay? But however, so the first step out of that is to recognize, it's a certain recognition, and that is the trait that the person must have, is that he has a recognition that there's something outside of him, something called reality. There's a picture of reality out there that he must recognize. Now, when he recognizes that reality, so then the next step is the fear. The fear is where you look at the overall picture, then you see the consequences of your actions. Fear means the consequences. Okay? So therefore, the trait, the midah that I think the Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about, is that you have a sense of reality. There's something outside of you, that there is an existence. Now, how you develop that is through the fear, by recognizing, which is the second half of the pasuk, which says to turn away from the traps of death. That's only by looking at all the consequences. When you look at all the consequences, so then you could protect yourself against the consequences, because you see it. But if you don't see it, then you walk right into these traps, because you don't see it. If you don't recognize the reality, so you only recognize that which is only from your own perspective. If you only recognize from your own perspective, then you don't see the overall picture. And what he's warning us is that if we don't have that perspective, that if we don't get that perspective, we don't train ourselves to that perspective, then we will have many, many consequences, because naturally we won't see the overall picture.